Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning all. Welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Ministry Show. This is your host, Kim Williams. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Tuesday morning prayer time. Because this is the day the Lord has made, we will and we must rejoice and be glad in it. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Again, I can say welcome to the Love Truth Show. I would like to take time out to thank my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking time to listen to my show. And thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform. And I hope y'all be enjoying Love Truth Ministry prayer time and please inform your friends and loved ones, classmates, whoever, about the show so they can join us for prayer. Okay, I'm going to start off the scripture that we did, Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave it only his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's good news every single day. You have everlasting life. So I pray if you listen, if you gave your life to Jesus Christ, rejoice in it. Stay connected to the throne room of God. If you have not given your life to God, this is the perfect time to ask him to your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Like you said, repentance and come to him. Today is Tuesday morning, January the 30th, 2018. And as we discuss and continue on, the first part of wisdom is acknowledging God and his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful love. So we're going to go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne, give you thanks and praise for this day, for life, for love, for peace, for joy, for education. Dear God, we thank you for giving us and believing you. We will believe you for an active day of studying, an active day of peace, an active day of joy, an active day of being our brother keeper, being a neighbor on this earth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne. We ask you to guide our first day with the direction we should go, our eyes, the things we should see and focus on, and that's you and those other things that you want us to be a pay closely attention to. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask and we thank you for making that road straight. Even if it's curved, we're still going straight. We're still on the right path. We're not leaning to the left. We're leaning to the right. We steadfast focus on that narrow road, that salvation, that narrow road of hope, that narrow road of living a life pleasing to you, your Heavenly Father God. We ask that all the people on this phone, all the young people on this phone, all people, but especially the young children, this is the prayer time for the youth around the globe. We'll head off to school, friends where they are in the world, maybe come home from school or been home for a couple of hours. So we just ask God in their home, they have peace in their home, peace in their tent, peace wherever they living at and whatever type of dwelling they living in. peace gone. So I'm screaming up peace where there's war. Those who live in a war zone. As for peace, depends on understanding, keeping weapons or mass destruction away from the people and out of the government hand. Destroy every stronghold that come up against your children, Father God. Whether it is abuse of any type, whether it's bullying of any type, whether it's some type of sickness, he asks you to bring it down and heal them and protect them from it, dear God. You know you is going all things are possible. So we just ask you, God, that each one of these lives that listen to this call and will be listening to it, that you will touch them where they are. That they feel a special healing, a special anointing coming through this phone line to the airways to reach them where they are. And they know it's you, dear God, using this platform, Love Truth Ministry. We pray for every man, woman, boy, girl who left up their blood-stained banner and said, you are the way, the truth, and the life. The bishops, the preachers, the young lady who loved to praise and worship God, no matter at school or on the playground, who loved to read scriptures of, just read your scripture, read books of, that is inspiration. But thank you for the movie producers and the songwriters and write beautiful music of praise and worship. A movie that directs people to you and who you are in this life, dear God. God, we thank you for being our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your presence and we thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us and protects us. Wisdom. You say anybody like it, they just ask you for it. So we ask from God for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, comprehension. It's not only receive, but wisdom is to walk through it, to operate in wisdom, operating in obedience, operating in obedience to you, obedience to you, Father God. Operate in love towards each other. We all come from different backgrounds, different cultures, but we can operate in love. And hopefully those who don't know you, whatever religion they come from, they will realize you are the way, the truth, and the life, and come out of that, and they will see what being a born-again believer is. And Christianity simply means put the follow the path of Jesus, follow you, Jesus, all your disciples. They can, they don't use the word Christian, they can say, I'm a Jesus disciple. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. That's perfect. And we ask these all things in your holy name, dear Jesus, in your holy, holy name. If anything that was not said, we know that we thank you for interceding on our behalf, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, God, in your holy, holy name. Scriptures and stuff I had listed on there. Take it, you can look at it, get the Bible down, and you can go through it and just use it as encouragement for words, for scripture, for wisdom, about building your, go to the book of Habakkuk and talk about writing a plan, making it clear. Some people have plans that cover next 5 years, 10 years. Some people can have a plan that cover step by step. They say to do this, but you can say a goal for this week, a goal for this month. It don't have to be 10 different things. It could be just one thing you want to work on and how you want to work on it. You're not too young to create something wonderful, to be an engineer, to be a teacher, to be whatever it is. Let it be something that's going to edify the kingdom of God, and you will never go wrong. Something's going to be a blessing to somebody. If you like your sew or crochet, learn more and more about it. They got books and magazines and videos and stuff. If you have access to YouTube or to a library, just enjoy it and how you can apply. And you can use it to make money. If, you know, you can make money doing anything now. You just got to know what you're doing in your heart and your audience is to ask who your owner should be. God is making it more and more available for us to be a part of this society where we can actually present goods and services to people. So y'all have a blessed day in Jesus' name. I'm signing off. But this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in. Have a wonderful, healthy, active, peaceful, loving, caring, with joyful day at school. If you're the parent, be nice and kind to the children. You drop them off. Seek life and love and peace towards them. If your child, speak the same back to your loved one, your grandparents, and all. To your siblings and to each other, your peers. Watch out, people who are driving your children to school or driving them to school. Watch out, the school zone. Be safe. Be mindful of the children out there. Go be asking on every corner. You have angels that protect your children getting to school. Rebuke and remove, destroy, all put away. In your name, Jesus, we declare victory. Amen. Have a blessed day, everybody. Bye-bye.